This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another show. It's Sunday, February 5th, 2012. I'm Daryl.
And I'm Allison.
Yay, and we are here to talk to you today about a cool iOS app called DropVox.
Drop V-O-X.
Yes, D-R-O-P-V-O-X. And what it does is it allows you to very quickly make a voice recording and share it to your Dropbox account. And so it's very much like Apple's built-in Voice Memos app, except instead of emailing the voice memo or syncing it up through iTunes, it goes straight into your Dropbox folder.
Which means it can be shared between multiple computers if you want to share it that way, or you can share it with somebody else if they need to hear that recording too, if you give them access to your Dropbox folder. So it's got a lot of different options.
Absolutely. One thing that I've used DropVox for is as a way to quickly get contact information when I'm out and I don't necessarily want to mess with opening up the contacts app, finding the add button and doing all that. If they're just standing there, I can say, hey, let me record your name and your phone number and your email address real quick. And then when I get home offline later, I can add that information at my leisure.
And it'll be already on the computer when you go back to your Dropbox. So.
Exactly. Okay, so we are going to do this from the ground up because Allison does not have Dropbox yet. We've kind of talked about it.
This is a new app for me, so we're going to be exploring it together.
Yay! And so the cool thing about this, all of you, is if you're brand new to iOS or you're thinking about iOS, you will get to feel what it's like to install an app and just how pretty straightforward it is in comparison to other systems.
Right. So here we go.
Okay.
All right. I am going to open up the App Store.
Settings. App Store. 8 new icons.
Double tap on that.
App Store. Updates. Heading.
I'm in the updates. That was the last place I was at, was the updates tab. So I'm going to move my finger towards the bottom
categories,
of the screen to look
tab,
for the tabs.
2 of 5.
And look for the search tab.
Top 20. Search. Tab.
Double tap
4.
That.
Updates. Selected. Update. Selected. Search.
Okay.
Tab.
Okay, so
tap
you in 4 or 5. Touch in the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
Top 25. Categories.
And that didn't work.
Capital C.
We'll see what we can do next.
Categories. Tab.
You
feature.
Go to the top
tab.
Of the screen.
1 of 5. Look around. Search field.
There you go.
Okay.
Clear text button. Search field.
I cleared the text. I went to the clear text button because it had the text of my last search item in there.
Double tap. Search field. Is editing.
Awesome.
Search.
And I'm going. Double tap to
insertion
type.
Point at end.
And it says, all right, it's ready for me to type, so I'm going to try to type in Dropbox. Take me just
R,
a second.
F D D T R R I O O P P X C V V I O O Z X X.
And then I'm going to double tap at the bottom right corner of the screen where I should find a search,
search.
Button.
There it is.
Updates. 8 items. All tab. Right. 5 of 5.
Do 4-finger single tap to get to the top of the screens.
Yeah, because iOS likes to take you to the very bottom in many of these screens.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Dropbox. Search field.
I'm going to flick
it. Double tap
right?
to clear text. Dropbox. Record voice memos to Dropbox.
There we go.
Irradiated software. $1.99.
Yeah, that is
4.5
Irradiated
stars,
software is the name
reviews.
Of the company. That's hilarious.
I like that.
I know Dropbox. Dropbox. Record
I'm
voice memos to Dropbox.
Okay.
Info. Search. Back button. Info. Heading.
Clicking to the right.
Dropbox. Record voice
me
memos
some
to
more
Dropbox.
About...
$1.99. Button.
Okay, this is $1.99 button. So that's how much Dropbox is, and I think it's worth it. So I'm going to invest in it.
Awesome.
So I double tap that button that gave me the price.
$1.99. Buy now. Button.
And ask me again if I want to buy now. So I'm going to double tap that button.
Bot alert. Apple ID password.
Okay, so the password has now been entered, and we're going to double tap the return key, which is in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, so that we
return.
Can go, we can log in and download Dropbox.
Okay, here we go.
Fiedler RSS. 150 new items.
Okay. It took me to this, to a new, wherever there was space in my home screen.
Exactly.
To install that app. So it'll be near, right next to the last thing that I downloaded, which was the RSS.
Feeler, yep.
Yep.
So if you flick to the right, I think.
Tango. Nebulous. Transform. Sendero GP. Dropbox. Double tapped.
And there it is already.
There it is. Dropbox. Awesome. That was fast.
Link to Dropbox. Button.
That's the speed of my iPhone 4S. I'm loving it.
Yay.
All right. So I double tapped on the Dropbox and.
Settings disabled. Dimmed. Button.
I'm flicking
so
to the right.
So I have two things in there.
Link to Dropbox.
There
button.
You go.
Ah.
A Dropbox account is required to upload your recordings to.
Okay, I'm going to double tap that.
Link account. Cancel. Button.
Okay.
Now I flick to the right.
Link account. Heading. Link. Dimmed. Button. Email.
All right, this is where I would type in my email and password.
Okay, so we have entered the email address and the password for the Dropbox account.
And in the bottom right corner is a done button, so I'm going to touch in the bottom right.
Done.
Double tap.
Status. Ready to record. Dimmed.
Nice.
Okay.
Press the button below to start
recording.
Begin recording. Button.
So
settings. Button.
It's that simple. We can look at the settings real quick.
There. I just looked to the right, and that's where I found the recording button and the settings button.
Exactly. And that's
settings.
It.
Button.
I'm going to double tap the settings.
Continue recording in background or locked. Switch button. Off.
Okay.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So we can set it to continue recording in the background when the phone is locked. I like that because if it's off, then when the phone locks, it'll stop. So if you're recording something that lasted more than a minute, mm-hmm. you would not be recording anymore.
Okay.
So, I usually turn that setting on.
Continue recording in background or locked. Switch button off.
Okay, I'm gonna
double tap
it on.
To top.
Double tap
on.
Yep. There you go.
Click to
play
right.
Sound at the start and end of recording. Switch button on.
And that's already on. That's
double
a good thing to have.
Yeah,
that sounds good to me.
Unlink button.
Unlink.
Stop using this Dropbox
would
account.
Be if I wanted to. Have it unattached to my Dropbox.
Exactly.
I wanted to never see it again.
Yay, or not.
Right, and flick to the right.
Choose folder button.
Choose folder.
Dropbox folder to upload recordings.
Okay. I can pick a different folder, I guess.
Exactly. So you could pick, you could pick one of your folders that you're sharing.
Right.
With someone else. Yeah.
Right. So, but if you leave it on the default, it will put it in a Dropbox folder in your Dropbox, right?
It will, yes.
Perfect. Yeah. I'm going to leave it that way.
Awesome.
Copyright 2011
then for
Radiated Software, LLC.
Okay, so I'm going to... Will the back gesture work here?
Hit the back button. Mm. Or not.
Yeah, the back gesture didn't work, so I'm going to four finger single tap at the top of the screen.
Exactly.
Settings. Button.
Okay.
Done. Button.
Flick to the right and there's a done button.
Exactly.
I'm going to double tap.
Yep.
There we go.
Status. Ready to record. Dimmed. Begin recording. Button.
Okay. So
double tap to start or stop the recording.
We are, and we have something special for you. So.
I invented this silly little song to the tune of Bubbly by Colby Clay. It's about an iPhone. So here we go. I'm going to start recording. I'm going to record this little song.
Settings. Oops. Begin recording.
Flick back to the left, and I'm going to double tap.
Double tap to start or stop the record.
And I flick with my nose and I tap with my toes. Wherever the iPhone goes, it always shows. And you make me smile, please text for a while. Just email me wherever you go. I told you it was silly.
I love it. That was spontaneous, by the way.
Dimmed.
We
button.
Decided
stop
that
recording.
About 3 minutes before we did
double
this
tap to
show.
Start or stop the recording.
So now it's saying double tap to stop the recording. So
yep.
I'm going to double tap that.
Status. Uploading audio.
Nice. So
status,
it made that little
complete.
Noise to tell
and
us.
Upload complete.
Status. Ready to record.
And we're ready for another one, see?
It's so in that quick of time, it uploaded it, told us it was done and ready for a new one. I liked the way it kept us current on what it was doing. So
exactly.
That was fast. I like that.
So this is cool. You know, again, if you're out somewhere and you need to record something real quick, this is the way to do it.
Now, I had flicked to the right, so it said settings, but actually if I had just stayed right there and double-tapped, it would have finished the recording. I flicked to the right because I wasn't sure if it would leave me right on the record button, but it had. So when I ended the recording, I could have just double-tapped without flicking.
Exactly. Yep.
So, all right, well, now we're going to go look for it on the computer.
So we are now on Allison's computer on her desktop, and we're going to open Dropbox and find our recording.
Right.
My Dropbox.
My Dropbox is what I have mine named on my computer.
Enter.
Pressing enter on that.
My Dropbox folder view list view not selected word 1/12/2012.
Okay.
Puts me in a list of different folders I have on Dropbox. My top one is listed work as work because that's where I put some of my job files. But I'm looking for Dropbox right now, so I'm going to press D.
D Dropbox.
And there it is. I'm going to press enter to open up the folder.
Folder view list view not selected DV 201202015.
And there's a file there, and I bet it's our recording.
Yeah. Let's relive it.
All right, we're going to relive it here. I'm going to press enter on it and see how it turns. Turned out.
Folder view list.
And I flip with my nose and I tap with my toes. Wherever the iPhone goes, it always shows. And you make me smile. Please text for a while. Just email me wherever you go. I told you it was silly.
Love it. That was spontaneous, by the way.
Yeah.
We decided that about.
Dropbox. And I was able to stop it. It brought it up in Winamp for me, and so
Yay.
I was able to stop it playing by doing Alt+F4.
There you go.
And then it put me right back in my Dropbox.
Dropbox.
Or Dropbox folder in Dropbox.
All right. So that is one way we can find our recording is through the
computer.
Do we want to...
We can now show how we do it from the iPhone.
Right, because there is a Dropbox app available on the iPhone, and that one is free.
Yes.
So now we are going to check out the Dropbox app on the iPhone.
Which I already have set up and downloaded. I'm just going to flick to it.
Dropbox.
Double tap.
Double tap. Dropbox.
And I'm going to flick to the
edit
right.
button. Search my Dropbox. Search Daryl and Allison, Desert Cafe, Dropbox.
So I just flicked to the right, and it gave me a list of the folders. And I just kept flicking until I found the one that said Dropbox. So I'm going to double tap that.
Dropbox. Dropbox. Back button. Dropbox.
Flick to the right.
Heading.
Excuse me,
edit
heading.
Edit button.
The edit button.
Search this folder. DV 2012.
There it is. There's our file.
1. DV 2012
and there we go again.
Two,
so
one,
now to make it stop,
Dropbox.
I
back button.
We'll press this again.
Show. Dropbox.
I just double tapped again on the file name.
Yep.
So there we go, and that pretty much sums it up.
Yep. So
that was really nice and easy. I liked that.
It's easy. The good thing is it's easy to record, and it's easy to find your recording on the computer and on the iPhone.
Absolutely.
So I hope all of you have enjoyed this demonstration and review of Dropbox. It's available in the App Store for $1.99.
We definitely enjoyed telling you about it. We look forward to your feedback on blindaccessjournal.com.
Absolutely. Or email Daryl@blindaccessjournal.com to reach me.
Or Allison@blindaccessjournal.com to reach me.
Or connect with us on Twitter.
And I am Allie Talk, A-L-L-I Talk on Twitter.
And I'm Daryl, D-A-R-R-E-L-L on Twitter.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great week, everybody. We will see you again very soon right here on the blindaccessjournal.com podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye.